we're right next to open pit mines that have exposed in them unusual plants. What are those unusual plants? Where'd they come from? The high country. Why'd they get here? Because they brought water here. That water came down the ridge. After mining was stopped, the hydraulic mining, that water was still coming down the ridge. PG&E and the founding fathers of Nevada County decided to blow up the flume that brought the water down the ridge and bring it to Nevada City.
Right. When they built all the reservoirs up in the high country, go up Highway 20 and go off left.
French.
Bowman.
All those, right. Well, I had accounts in my files already about what happened up there because I like to study the history of my area. But one day, Charlene Welker called me up, and we were really good tight with them, the Whittlesies and the Welkers, really good people. And they weren't prejudiced towards my long hair, that's for sure. And so she called me up, or I called up Wilbur one day because we were on the AIC board together, and Charlene said, oh, he's out working these two mules. Well, I had a team of horses then, and we'd trade equipment, and he was good. I was green, you know. So I was learning from him, you know. No, he's out working these mules. I said, what are you doing today, Charlene? She says, I'm going to my mother's two trunks. She says, my mother was on the Grouse Ridge lookout for 10 years during the 40s and 50s. I don't remember the exact time, but for 10 years. She said, my mother took ill on the lookout, and they brought her down the hospital, and she died. But a year before this, she told me that she was seeing all these flying objects going in and out of Clyde Mountain and Weber Peak. And that she went to her supervisor, and her supervisor came back 5 days later and said, don't write what you're seeing in your diary. Uh-huh. When she died then, they brought two trunks full of her stuff, and Charlene is going through her mother's trunks again, looking for the diary, you know? And I says, that's interesting, Charlene. In my records already, I have accounts of when they built those reservoirs up there. People would go that recreated up there before would go back and recreate. And they'd find areas with electric fences around them and guards. And they were quite convinced they were taking water in to Clyde Mountain, okay? Even the one guy went up on the other side of Clyde Mountain from the lookout, overlooking the town of Washington, and saw this sheer cliff with a crack going down it and went up to hear sounds inside. You know, I had that account already. Like, oh, really? So whatever's happening there, something happening there, you know, whether it's an alien base or whatever. But she's seen these flying discs and such going in and out, going around, you know, whatever that's worth. I've never been up and climbed up the mountain on the backside to see.
We've seen other articles on the subject.
Yeah, there's other.
There are other commentators that are into alien bases and weird stuff like that.
That, you know, right,
and we've seen them talk about that area.
Yeah.
But, okay, from my perspective, studying homeopathy, okay, like attracts like, and like cures like. So as a substance might poison you, if you take too much of it, it can heal those kinds of symptoms possibly caused by other means. And instead of taking material doses of gold or whatever, you just need a vibration of it. Okay, those are concepts that go with homeopathy. So why are we all here? Why are we all here? What attracted people into the gold fields in the first place? And then what happens to the peoples that come here? I'm saying, from studying homeopathy, that this is a place that attracts people to it that are here for vibrational reasons, for their own personal healing, perhaps, or maybe they're hardwired in their brain, you know, with their DNA, about needing something that's here. And I don't believe that somebody's going to come from outer space and visit, because I think we're already here from somewhere else. So yeah. To heck with it, you know. If there's aliens, they're amongst us.